Okay. Right. All right. It's been a couple weeks since we were here. Yes. The last thing we talked about was Pesukei Dezimra. We were basically right in the middle of talking about different issues related to Pesukei Dezimra. And I think the last time we went through some of the halachos about Pesukei Dezimra in terms of the hefsekim. Meaning, when are you allowed to interrupt and when you're not allowed to interrupt? That was the last thing we talked about, I think. We give some rules in general. You're not allowed to interrupt, but when it comes to responding to parts of tefillah, in general, most of the time you are allowed to interrupt for most things. And then we talked a little bit about saying Pesukei Dezimra slowly and carefully and actually thinking about the words. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch said we used to say benachas, right? You know, comfortably and slowly, not too fast. And then we spoke a little bit about Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, just an understanding of what it means. That talked about some of the emotions of David HaMelech in writing the first Parak of Tilm. That at least for Nisach Ashkenaz is the first one in Pesukei Dezimra. It's like the introductory one for Nisach Ashkenaz that David wrote for the purpose of the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, which we said he wasn't alive for, but he wrote it so when it would happen, even if he was not alive, it would happen. And it basically was expressing excitement and enthusiasm and close to Hashem, and at the same time some of the pitfalls of falling down and not sure what to do when, you know, he says when Hashem is not there, and then he says Hashem picked him up, and it's back and forth basically, which is basically, you know, a little bit about our emotions during Pesukei Dezimra. So we just pointed out that it was supposed to be an emotional parak of Tehillim, which sort of sets the tone for Pesukei Dezimra, which is not supposed to be, you know, muttering some words. You're supposed to get some emotion in there, feel some sensation about praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so tonight, so we'll talk a little bit about the next part of Pesukei Dezimra, Baruch Shamar, and a little bit of Hodu, and a little bit about what to do if you maybe if you come a little late, if you have to skip parts of Pesukei Dezimra, what can you skip? Second paragraph, right after Mizmor Shir, we'll start with Baruch Shamar. Okay, Baruch Shamar is really the main first bracha of Pesukei Dezimra. It comes again at different points. If you're Nisach Ashkenaz or Nisach Sfard, we'll focus on Nisach Ashkenaz, but Nisach Sfard, just so you, if you haven't figured it out already, Yavid Yom Yed in many places in Israel, it's not hard to, you know what Nisach Sfard is doing, because many of the shuls are Nisach Sfard. Basically, Nisach Sfard has Baruch Shamar like right in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra. I mean, they have Hodu and all the sections right after Hodu, including Hurachum and Hoshia Samecha. So they have that first, and then afterwards comes Baruch Shamar. So it's a little bit more centrally situated in Nisach Sfard. In Nisach Ashkenaz, it's right at the beginning. When you're right after Mizmor Shir, that's Nisach Ashkenaz says it. It's really the first main part of Pesukei Dezimra is Baruch Shamar. According to both of them, though, the real halachic sections of Pesukei Dezimra start with Baruch Shamar, meaning the part where we talked about not making a hefsek, and those issues really, both Nuschos agree that begins by Baruch Shamar. Before Baruch Shamar, again, you shouldn't be talking during davening, but you know, halachically, you're strictly speaking, you're permitted to talk during Nisach, according to Nisach Sfar, and if it's before Baruch Shamar, because Baruch Shamar is the bracha. Okay? Pesukei Dezimra, we mentioned last time, has two brachas, Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, and they're bookends. Okay, so in between is Pesukei Dezimra, which is the halachic Pesukei Dezimra, in between the two brachos. But before Baruch Shamar is not included in the bookends, and therefore you'd be allowed to interrupt if you need to. Again, it's better not to, but if you need to, you'd be allowed to. Okay, that's basically most of what we said last time. Question is, what is Baruch Shamar? Okay, where did Baruch Shamar come from, and what is the special, unique aspect of Baruch Shamar? So, basically, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, open it up, so Siman Nun Aleph and Nun Bet, those are the two we're focusing on now. Take a look at Siman Nun Aleph. Okay, Sif Aleph. That's where it talks about Baruch Shamar.
Nun Aleph.
Yes. Siman Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph. That's right. Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Sif Aleph. Right, see the Aleph there? Sif Aleph. Siman Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph. So he says here, Omrim Baruch Shamar, Kodem Pesukei Dezimra, V'yishtabach L'acharihem. Wrong place? Okay. So we say Baruch Shamar before Pesukei Dezimra, okay, and you say Yishtabach afterwards. Right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now, what exactly is Baruch Shamar? Where did it come from? Okay, Baruch Shamar is not in the Gemara. Right? Basically, none of Pesukei Dezimra is mentioned specifically in the Gemara except for Ashrei. Right? They talk about the idea of Pesukei Dezimra, But I think we mentioned this last time also about the idea of Sukkot is a room of praising Hashem every day. That's called a hallel in a certain sense. That I mentioned this last time? I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I mentioned that last time. That's called, in one Gemara, it's referred to as hallel. You know, it's not hallel like we said on Hanukkah, because it's not all the same. Prakam of hallel is the same idea of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just hallel, what we call hallel is hallel based on miracles. And Pesukah Dezimra is like our daily miracles. I mean, the very fact that there's nature and all the things in the world, the sun and the weather and the birds and this and that, that's all miracles also, but it's a natural miracle. It's not, you know, supernatural miracles. So that's Pesukah Dezimra. And basically, the Baruch Shamar is the beginning of that. Okay, so it's not in the Gemara, but it is mentioned by the Rishonim as basically being something special. Look at the Mishnah Berurah and you see where Baruch Shamar came from. It says here in Sif Katan Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Shevach Zeh Tiknu Anshei Knesset HaGedola. Okay, this paragraph of praise was instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, the men of the Great Assembly. That was the body of Rabbanim or Nevi'im with Ruach HaKodesh or whatever at the beginning of the Second Temple period. They piskah the Nafamin Shemaya. According to tradition, apparently it was based on a little petek. Okay, that's where the word comes from, by the way. A little petek, pitka, same word. A little piece of paper that fell down from Shemayim, that fell down from the heavens. Umitza'u, and they found kasubo, written on it, the words of Baruch Shomer in some form. Maybe not exactly the words, but pretty much the same words. V'yeshbo pei zayin teilos, and it has 87 words. Okay, you got it. You can go count it. 87 words. V'simana rosho kesem paz. Okay? The mnemonic, meaning the words to remember it, like to remember that it's talking about Baruch Shamar, Rosho Kesem Paz. Okay? Rotzalomar, what does that mean? Rosh HaTfila, who Bracha Shal Pei Zayin Tables. Okay, Rosho, the first, the beginning, the head, okay, is a Bracha. Kesem here refers to the idea of a Bracha. Paz. Paz here is Gematria Pei Zayin, which is 87 words. Okay? That's the little thing to remember it. He says, Al Kin Inli Grov Lil Hosiv Al Pezayin Table. You shouldn't have less or more than 87 words. Okay? So then, because it fell down from Shemayim, according to the tradition, the way that it goes, it's supposed to have a special status. Okay? Again, it's a bracha, obviously, also. It's obviously important. And he says, V'nachal Omer Ma'umad, you should see it standing up. Okay? That's what basically most people do, based on this, standing up, because it's an important tefillah. Filu Yechid, even if you're by yourself, you still are supposed to say it standing up. Because of this special status that it had, you know, not every day do we find tefillahs coming out of Shemayim. Okay, and it says, "Oches beis tittus shalafanav." You hold your two tittus in front of you. B'shasamias brach shamar, ulacha gomer brach shamar yinashkim. And after you finish brach shamar, you kiss the tittus. Okay, that's again the accepted custom by most people. There are some that do not hold that way. I think it was the Vilna Gaon who said you don't have to kiss your tittus, but many people do brach shamar. And that's basically what it's what the significance is. What does it mean? So, if you look at your thing, basically, if you look at your sitter, what's the theme of Baruch Shomer? What are we doing during Baruch Shomer? Okay.
Praising God.
Very good. That's not a bad guess, right? Pesukah Zimra, that's basically right for every single paragraph, right? What's special about Baruch Shomer, it has the word Baruch many times. Okay, the word Baruch means blessed is he. All right, God is blessed, or the source of blessing. That's the question of what Baruch means. But generally, Baruch is understood to mean that that Hashem is the source of blessing, which is basically the first part of Pesukah Zimra. We're trying to point out that Hashem is the source of all of our blessing. Okay, so we say Baruch Shamar VaYahola, blessed is Hashem, the source of blessing, who basically declared, made a declaration, and the world came into being. He said VaYehi Or, there should be light. Baruch Hu, he's blessed. Okay, Baruch Oseh Bereishit. Okay, he made the beginning of creation. Baruch Omer Ve'oseh. He's blessed that he says something and then it happens. He does it. Doesn't just say and nothing happens. Baruch Gozerum Kayem. He makes a decree and then he fulfills it. He follows through on his promises and what he says. Baruch Merachem Al Ha'aretz. Hashem has mercy for the whole land. Baruch Merachem Al Ha'briot. Okay, Hashem has mercy on all of his creations. Okay, Baruch Mishalem Sechartu L'Reyav. That he gives you your reward for the people that he loves, the people that do the right thing. Etc., 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 etc. And again, you know, the second part where you start the actual bracha part, Baruch, before that is no bracha yet. Then it says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, that's the beginning of the bracha. Hakil HaVarachaman, Hashem the Father who's merciful. Ha'ulo B'fi Amo, which is, you know, he's praised by the people, by the mouths of the people of his nation. K'mishubach M'fo'ar, he's praiseworthy, he's glorified, etc., etc., etc. And then the end of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mehulal B'tish Bachot. Hashem is Mehulal, he's praised batishbachot, with praise. Okay, so basically this is a good introduction to the real part of Sukkot Zimra, which is basically about praising Hashem. This is where we basically say that the instructions from came down on this note from Shemaim, basically say, recognize that Hashem is the source of blessing. That's what Baruch means. Okay, sometimes we forget that Hashem is really the source of all the blessing in our lives. It does us well to remember that, because you may not get the blessing if you don't remember that, or you may get it taken away from you. And the point is, again, to praise Hashem for all these things that he does. That's the basically the first paragraph, you know, gateway into the main part of Pesukei Zimra. And he points out here in the Olas Tamid, the sefer that we've been using before, he says that it's considered a shir in a certain sense. This is what the Torah says. It's like a song. We don't always sing it. You know, in school they sing it, but we don't sing it. But you should say it in a way which is like ilu. It's a song, like a special, you know, a nice thing. He says you should say it that way. Sarach over benigun uvenima, okay, with a tune and with, you know, a nice way of saying it. Which again, we don't have to sing it, but the idea is it's supposed to be a, you know, praises Hashem. Okay, not just you know, praise Hashem that Hashem is.
What is the tune for that?
It's not real tune.
Real
I was raised the same one, and I'm sure here in Israel it's I think it's a little bit different, but yeah, again, we don't usually use a song for it today, but it's, you know, something which is like a, you know, you could use a sing-song type of way of saying it rather than just mumble, you know, mumble the words. Mm-hmm. Okay, say it as a nice, you know, nice thing. Again, you know, it's not exactly it's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, and that's from the tour where I just read you. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch, so it doesn't mean you're obligated to sing it as a nice song. I mean, that should give you this. I think that in this case, that's going to give you the spirit of how to view it. Okay, is something nice as a nice idea, even if you don't have to actually sing it as a song. Okay, I mean, he says here you should, but that's based on the tour. Again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't actually quote that, so I think it's an obligation here. Okay, anyways, that's Baruch Shomer. Okay, let's go to the next part of Hodu Lashem. We'll do that section, then we'll go back to the question of skipping. I didn't bring a sitter, actually. Is that one? Yeah, I guess you know by heart, right?
Baruch Shemayim by heart.
What?
The Baruch Shemayim by heart. The
Hodu. Do you have another sitter by any chance?
In school, we did Baruch Shemayim. Actually, Shabbat, until we got to sixth grade.
Right, that sounds right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Get to speak birds. Doesn't really matter. Yeah, you have everything, right? This is Sfarad, it looks like. Yeah, this is Sfarad. Okay. All right, so let's look at Hodu Lashem Kir Vishmo. All right. So here, I don't think we'll read every single line. We'll just get a sense of what's going on here. So this also is,
It's not from Tehillim.
What'd you say?
It's not from Tehillim.
No, so this is actually from Divrei Hayamim. Okay. Interestingly enough, it's not from Tehillim, though there is a parallel paragraph in Tehillim as well, which is very, very similar to the first section of Hodu Lashem. But it's not exactly the same thing. There are a couple of differences. And our version that we say is actually from Divrei Hayamim. Okay? It seems to be also praise that happened, basically, this was said, it's not clear exactly, but it seems to be that this was said when they were going up to the Beis HaMikdash. Similar to Mizmor Shir, that when they went up to the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, so they said this paragraph. I think that's what some of the Farshim say. So it says, Hod Lashem Kir Bishmo. Again, the style is different than Baruch Shomer. Baruch Shomer is like short and succinct with Baruch this, Baruch that. You know, very careful on the words. Only 87 words. Here, these psukim are a little more flat, like they're a little more expansive. Okay, you don't feel like, you know, bup, 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 stop, bup, bup, stop. You know, it's like, you know, more space. More room to expand and to flowery language of, you know, praising Hashem. I'm just going to take some of the ideas here. Hod Lashem Kir Bishmo. Okay. Thank Hashem, Kiru Bishmo, call on his name. Hodiu Ba'amim Bilosav. Okay, you should not just announce to yourselves, but announce to the rest of the nations as well all the great things that Hashem has done. Meaning you should be so excited about Hashem and what he's done in this world that you don't want to just keep it to yourself. You're like bursting out, trying to say, wow, it's so great and so amazing what Hashem has done in the world and for yourself that you got to tell everybody, not just even Jews, but even non-Jews, okay? You want to tell the rest of the world, which doesn't mean, again, that we're doing this on a day-to-day basis, but it means that this should be your feeling. And this is what the Pesukim say, obviously, but, you know, the reason we're saying it is because this is our feeling. We want to shout out to the world, you know? This is, don't you understand, there's a creator here who's doing amazing things. Shiru lo zamru lo, okay? You should sing different forms of song, shira and zimra. Okay, sichu b'chol niflotav. Talk about Hashem in all the niflotav, all the great things, the amazing things that He does. Okay, maybe it should just be sort of coupling out, coming out of you. You just can't keep it in. You know, you sing to Hashem and talk about all the great things that He's done. You know, it's just it's natural, because if you realize, you know, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing this, when you wake up in the morning and you hear the birds chirping, you see the sun is shining, or it's raining, which in Israel is good also. You know, and you're alive and you're healthy, you feel like you're, you know. Maybe you don't feel this way, but if you feel, maybe you go out running at 5 o'clock in the morning, maybe you feel a little more, you know. You get there and you feel like you're part of nature, you're part of, you know, this wonderful tapestry of creation that Hashem has made, so you should like feel like you want to sing to Hashem about it. Okay, that's the emotion that you're supposed to try to get to. It doesn't mean that you have it right away, it takes time to get to it, but if you think about it on a regular basis, then maybe you can get to that point. Hisalu Shem Kadsho, okay? You should praise also, Halil, praise B'Shem Kadsho, the name of His holy name. Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem, okay? Somebody who's Mevakshei Hashem, somebody who's searching for Hashem, should be Yismach Lev, should be rejoicing of heart, okay? Meaning if you're looking for Hashem, you should be happy. Should be excited. Dirshu Hashem v'uzo. You should be searching for Hashem v'uzo and His strength. Bakshu fanav tamid. Okay, search for His face all the time. Okay, then you're searching for Hashem. Okay, you want to search for Hashem and you're going to find Him, and that's something which is exciting. Okay, and it happens every day. Zichu nevozo asher asah. Remember all the great things Hashem has done. Movsav u'mishpatei fihu. Okay, His great wonders and the laws that come out of His mouth. The Torah. Zera Yisrael avdo. Okay, the Jewish people, His servants, Bnei Yaakov B'chira, we're the choicest nations, meaning the Torah that Hashem said, that the laws that He gives us is for us, is for Bnei Yisrael. Okay, who Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Aretz Mishpatav? Okay, He's Hashem of all the land who gives us His laws. Again, I'm not giving you an exact translation here, but it's you know, the basic idea. Zichru L'Olam B'Riso, you should remember His covenant that He made with us, always, Davar Tziva L'Avdor, the words that He commanded for 1,000 generations, meaning the Torah. Asher Karas is Avraham, He basically made the covenant with Avraham, and His Shavuos Ali Yitzchak, and His oath to Yitzchak, again, about keeping us as Am Yisrael as a nation. They were the forefathers of our nation. And He stood it out. He made it an eternal chok for Yaakov. Chok is a statute, a rule. Okay, for Bris Olam, an everlasting covenant. Lemor saying, Mechatein Eretz Kanan. I'm going to give you Eretz Kanan, Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's going to be your inheritance. Chalanach Laschem. Okay, Miyoschem, the same Yisrael, you're going to be a small number. Kimam Vigarim Ba. Very small, but you live in the land. Okay? And it goes on and on and on. Basically, but you see a bunch of the, you know, different themes here of, you know, praising Hashem for nature, praising Hashem for being, for our role as Jews, our inheritance of Eretz Yisrael, etc., etc. You see all these main themes are here, and then it goes on to say, you know, to praise more to Hashem and to all the nations. Okay? We end that section with Kikol. Can we say a lot of different things here? I'm not going to go through everything now. Just to sum up here. So when Olas Tamid basically says that this, the theme of this section, as we said, basically, is to thank Hashem and to praise Him for all the great things that He's done with us and to call on His name. Okay, just like Aaron called in the name of Hashem, we also have to call the name of Hashem. Okay, call out Hashem's presence in the world and to inform the whole world, l'odia l'chol ha'olam kulo, fodo g'dula so, His greatness and His honor and His glory. Have a kadosh baruch hu. Okay, and then he adds also, based on the Arizal, the Shara Kavanos, he says you should have the following Kavanah. Again, this is the Arizal's version. Hodul Hashem, thank Hashem. Atem malachai kodesh hodul Hashem. You, the angels of holiness, should thank Hashem. Vodiu ba'amim alivosav, shehem haklim, aklipos, sorry. Hodiu ba'amim alivosav, you should inform the nations, alivosav of Hashem's greatness. That's the klipos, meaning what? Meaning, I guess what he's saying is that when you, I'm not sure exactly, but he's saying that you know, when you use Hashem's name, when you call out to the world about Hashem's name, so basically what you're doing is you're saying it to the nations of the world. You're sending the klipos in the Arizal's version. I think this is what he means. You're sending the klipos to the nations of the world and getting them away from you. Okay. The klipos are scared when they hear this and they run away. Okay, again, I don't know exactly. This is the Arizal talking here, obviously, the Shara Kavonis, but that's the, you know, some of the idea that he has here.
Are you explaining klipa?
Klipa is a...
And I thought it's like the outer shell. I don't know.
It does mean outer shell. In Kabbalistic terminology, klipos are like the bad parts of your nefesh or of other,
being good,
you know,
the outer part being
spiritual aspects that we don't want. We want that they're bad for us and we want to get rid of them. Okay. And then he says basically most of this section of Tefillah basically deals with telling over the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Everybody should do that. Okay. Anyway, he's got a lot more. We're not going to read all this right now. Okay, the Seder. That's basically that section. Let's just do one more. We're going to skip the middle part. We'll just do the Hoshea Samecha because it's a special one.
It's
a prominent. What'd you say? That's not what I want you to say. Not the right answer. Okay, just do the last part because this is. I know, yeah. So you skip to Hoshea Samecha. And what is Zeno Hoshea Samecha? Okay. So Shia Samecha. Okay, Hashem, save your people. Uvareches Nachal Asach. Okay, bless your Nachal, your inheritance, meaning the Jews. Ureim v'naseim an holam. You should shepherd them and raise them up, exalt the Bnei Yisrael forever. Nafshenu chiksala Hashem Ezreinu Magidinu. Our souls are waiting for you, Hashem. Ezreinu, you're our helper. Umagidinu, you're our defender. Okay, Hashem, this is a little more personal now. Okay, saying to Hashem to save us, and we realize that you are the one that's going to help us. Kivo yismach libeinu, okay, and in him, in Hashem, our hearts are rejoicing, like we said before. Ki Hashem kach shabatachnu, we rely, we have faith and confidence in Hashem's name. Yichas techa Hashem aleinu, your chesed, Hashem, your kindness should be on us, kasher yichanulach, like you promised us. Hareinu Hashem chastecha, show us your chesed, v'yishachat yiteilanu, and give us your salvation. Kuma azrasalanu, get up and help us. And redeem us for your sake, for your chesed, for your sake of your kindness. Now it's Hashem talking. I am Hashem your God. Hamalcham yaretz Mitzrayim, took you out of Egypt. Harchev picha v'maleihu. Okay, I say to you, Bnei Yisrael, to expand your mouths, v'maleihu, and I will fill it. Okay, and then the last part, Hashem shekachalo, great, happy is the nation that this is what happens to it, meaning that they have a special relationship with God. Hashreiham shashem elokav, happy is the nation that Hashem has its. That it has Hashem as its God. I, Hashem, I have full confidence in your chesed. And my heart rejoices with your salvation. Sing to Hashem because what he has done for me. Okay. So here also, this is not just the idea of telling all the nations of the greatness of Hashem. This is a more direct thing of Hashem. We want you to save us. Okay. We have bitachon in you, Hashem. We want you to save us and help us. But here, it's not said as like a tefillah, which is like, please Hashem, we're falling down, please save us right now. This is sort of like a tefillah in the form of an exclamation, like a declaration. They're exclaiming to Hashem that we have full faith in you, Hashem, that because we see what you do in the world, and we know from past experience what you do for us, we know, Hashem, we have bitachon that you're going to save us. I have full bitachon in you. Mm-hmm. Which is basically what Psukah Nezirma is really about. It's not about the begging Hashem for the salvation. It's really about the expressing the hope and the confidence that we have the salvation, and that we praise Hashem for everything He's done for us. Okay, so it's in that context that we're saying, that we have this bitachon, and Hoshea Samecha, we know you're going to do it, and we're showing you that we realize that you can do it, and that we know that you'll do it. Please do it. Okay, it's a sort of a positive connotation, the way this stands off. And again, this is a good opportunity during Tefillah to strengthen your bitachon. We have different times of, davening and asking Hashem and praising Hashem, and this is a good paragraph here to remember our bitachon, remember when things are not going so well or we have problems or whatever. This paragraph is a good point to really put yourself up and say, I'm going to have confidence that Hashem is really going to pull me through, because that's what it says here, and that's what we doesn't always happen the way we think it's going to happen, doesn't always happen when we think it's going to happen, but we know Hashem will make some things work out for us in some form or other. Okay, even though it's not easy, and even though things don't always go our way, and even when it's not when difficult things happen. So that's an important idea to remember during this section of Tefillah. Okay. Any other comments before we move to the skipping? Halachic parts of skipping? No, we're good. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about what to do if you come to Shul late or you don't have time. All right. Basically, again, obviously you're supposed to say all Pesukei Dezimra. You should plan yourself accordingly that you're able to say the whole thing. But, sometimes you come late. Sometimes the davening goes too fast. And, sometimes even if you're davening by yourself and you're rushed for time for whatever reason. Are there things that you're allowed to skip? And since the whole thing is Prakim of Tehillim, pretty much, or other Pesukim, mostly, or the praises of Hashem, are there parts that you can cut out if you need to cut out? So the answer is yes. The question is, which are like the most important parts of Pesukei Dezimra that you're not supposed to skip? You know what they are? Fine, what they are. Excellent. Okay, great. So we'll see that inside. What is that?
Not counting on Shabbos.
Right, correct.
Yeah, I'm just going to get my other seeker.
Okay. So you take a look, and now move to Siman Nun Bet in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So that's where this comes through here. in Siman Nun Bet Sif Aleph. Okay. So he says here in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, what happens if you come to Shul and you're a little bit late? Imbal lebeis haknesses, umatat sibur besok psukit izimra. Right, you find that the congregation is at the end of psukit izimra. Okay, you don't have very much time, and the overriding goal of tefillah, according to most, is that you want to catch Shmon Esrei with the minyan on time. Okay, I mean, the main goal is to make sure that you daven Shmon Esrei at the same time as the rest of the congregation, because the special status of Shmon Esrei of saying it with a minyan is very, very, very important. Okay, I mean, to say it with a minyan is trumps a lot of other things when it comes to davening, because of the what it can achieve. And therefore, we're willing to basically cut out certain parts of Pesukah Dezimra in order to achieve that goal.
What do you mean by saying with a minyan?
Meaning you could daven the whole thing by yourself. Let's say, you know, davening is at, you know, already towards the end of Pesukah Dezimra, and you just go out at your regular speed and you say everything.
Right.
So you'll get the Shmona Esrei and you'll say it also, but you won't say it at the same time as the rest of the shul. They'll be saying
like, start at the same time? Because you can't say it at the same time. Everyone's going their own.
Start. No, I'm saying you start at the same time. Oh. Yeah. You want to start at the same time as everybody else. That's basically the Absolutely. Idea of the Tefillah B'Tzibur. Okay, davening together. So in order to do that, we allow you, according to most of the poskim, we allow you to skip certain parts of Pesukah Dezimra. That's what it says here. Balabes Knesset Nip Matzah Tzibur with Sop Pesukah Dezimra. They're at the end. Omer Baruch Sha'amar Abu Lavat Yishbechos. You should say Baruch Sha'amar. Okay. V'achar kach Tzilu V'David. After is Tzilu V'David, which is Ashrei. Okay. Ad Me'atavi Adolam Ha'aluka. Till the end of Perak Kuf Mem Hei, which is Ashrei. And then, okay. V'achar kach, he adds in a couple more parakim of Tzilu, you should say as well. Ha'alu is Hashem Min HaShamayim. Ad Levnei Yisrael Kervo Ha'aluka. Which is basically the third Ha'aluka. He says you should say that also. The fifth Halukah, Halukiuzo. I call the Shemot Halukah, Halukah, until the end of that section of Tehillim. And then skip the Ramah for just a second, we'll come back to it. The next line in the Shulchan Aruch is Yachakach Yishtabach. And then you say Yishtabach, and then you answer Ur, and the rest of Birchos Kriyashma. So basically, what are you saying? Okay, you're basically saying Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, two Prakam of Halukahs, and Yishtabach. Those are the main parts of davening, of Pesukah Dezimra. So those parts you're really, really not supposed to skip.
Wait, so Halukah, Halu et Hashem min Hashemayim, and Halukah, Halu et El Bikacho.
Right, correct. 3 and 5. Okay, why is 3 and 5 more important than the rest of them?
And they just have an order.
Was it?
And they just have the most important ones in the
right. Right, the question is why are those more important than the other ones? It's not so clear, actually, but you can...
Or do them consecutively, so...
It's true, but I'm saying you're skipping 1 and 2 and 4, though. Meaning, according to this, you're saying only 3 and 5, and you're skipping 1 and 2 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you could talk about how, you know, how the third Halukah is really the key of, like, all of nature. Meaning, a lot of the natural things are in 3. It's hard to say exactly. And, by the way, some don't agree with this. There are some Rishonim that say that really all 5 are equal, and there's no preference to 3 or 5. It's all the same thing, basically.
3 is the most important, and 1 and 5... I didn't say that, so I might have made that up, but I heard 1 and 5.
Right, so 1 not specifically. 1 is not specifically, but 5 is. Okay, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says.
Right, okay. 2 and 4 were less.
Yeah, I don't think that. I think 1 is not included. I don't think 1 is any different
False
than 2
numbers.
Or 4. I'm not sure.
What are we saying, 1?
No, 1 is the same as 3 and 4, is 2 and 4. 1 is not anything special. It's special, but I'm saying it's not any, in terms of this halacha.
Which one is 1?
Right after Ashrei. The first one after Ashrei. As far as I know, I don't think anybody says that 1 is more important than the rest of them, but I could be wrong. But in terms of the halacha, as far as I know, nobody says that. Okay. So that's what you should do if you have to skip. And then the Ramah says, and if you really don't have time, and you don't have time even for some of those things, the Ramah says, Im on ein shows, lo yomar rak barach shomar tivu lava vishtabach, then you can cut out the halukas. I mean, the halukas are important, but if you don't even have enough time for all the things that the Shulchan Aruch said, you cut out the halukas and just say, Baruch Shamar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. Okay, that's basically the main rule here. That's what you would do. And then, you know, they talk about more, well, what happens if you have more time than saying those things? What other things do you add? So the Ramah says, if you go back up a couple lines, the Ramah says, V'im Yeshlo shows, Yoser, if you have more time, Yomer Hod Losham Kiru Bishmo. Okay, you should say Hodu. That's what you should add in if you have more time than just the other things. Okay, very, very interesting. That's what he says here. And the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat and Dalet, he says, well, be careful, it doesn't really mean you forgot something. That's what the Rama says.
Aren't you doing that anyway beforehand?
Yeah, yeah. He's saying that if you don't have time to say all Pesukim Zimra, but there's an order, so the first three most important things that you need to have absolutely are Barash and Ashrei and Yishalach, you can't do it without them.
Done with that, there's more.
Right. If you finish that, or really, if you, I guess that the better version is you know before you start that there's more time than just those. Let's say the Chazan is like in the middle of the Halalukas. So you know you'll have more time than just those three things, but you're not going to have time to say everything. He says, you say, Hodu Hashem. But the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat and Dalet, he says that just beware, he left something out. What he meant to say was that you should also say all five Halalukas first, meaning you should precede the five Halalukas and don't have enough time before you add Hodu Hashem Kirbi Shmo. So the real order should be, even though Shulchan didn't quite point that out, but that's basically accepted the halacha. Again, Baruch Shamar, Ashrei Yishtabach. And if you have more time, Halalukas 3 and 5. And if you know you're going to have more time than even that, then you should say all the five Halalukas. That would be the next thing on the priority list. And when you start, if you know you have more time than that, but you can't say everything, so the next thing, according to the Ramah at least, the next thing says, Hodu Hashem Kirbi Shmo, which you read before, until Behurachu. That's what he says. Okay. Which basically means what we said before, the part we explained before davening is pretty important.
Right.
Okay, that's the next on the list of priorities here.
So, Mizmor Shir HaNekudah Bayit?
That's not important. I mean, it's important, but it's actually not one of the crucial things. False. Yeah, that would be like the last thing you added.
Really, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, those are all...
It's all additions like that. That's not even Nisach Ashkan, it's only Nisach Sfard. So that for sure was not... if you're saying it by yourself, you wouldn't add that in. Okay, which again, you have to figure out halakhically which are the most important parts of doing it. But again, the best thing to do is make sure you plan yourself ahead with enough time that you have time to see everything here. Interesting, again, I saw one thing here about what happens if you didn't come late, you came on time, but you daven with a lot of kavana, you daven slowly, and everybody else is rushing, so then what do you do? So he says here, again, this is not what I do, but he says, it's in the Shari Tshuva. He says, if you daven the same pace as everybody else, you're going to basically lose your kavana, and if you daven at your own speed, you're going to lose the tzibur, they're going to go with you fast for you. Okay? So he says, in that case, if you want to, you're allowed to daven straight, and you don't have to skip. Interestingly enough. Okay? That's what the Shari Tshuva says. Again, I'm not sure if everybody agrees to this, because we really, really do want you to get to Shmona Esrei on time to say with the tzibur. But just be aware that actually the Arizal, I don't think he was quoting the Arizal here, but the Arizal says that you should always daven straight. Okay, he says even if you come late, it's more important, the things you can accomplish in Shemayim by davening Pesukei Dezimra straight is more important and better than what you can accomplish by davening Shemona Esrei together at the same time as the Tzibur. So therefore he says, and this is, I think the Kaf Chaim says to follow this, and a lot of Sfarim follow this, and some Ashkenazim also, ones that often follow just the Arizal, will follow this, is basically never, even if you come later, whenever you come, never don't skip anything, say everything straight, even if it means you're going to miss out on saying Shemona Esrei at the same time as the Tzibur.
And when they say everything, they mean start where Hodu Lashem Kirush.
Everything starts from saying, you could say all Korbanos also, but even if you skip half of the Korbanos, at least from Hodu or from Mizmor Shir, depending on your Nisach, and see everything straight. Again, personally, if you ask me, so that's not my approach. Personally, the main post can say that you should skip because the Tefillah Tzibur is very important. But, as somebody who does daven pretty slowly, and I, wish I could follow that approach, but I those who want to follow that approach, there's definitely what to rely on. You definitely, and if you often follow the Arizal and other things, and it could make sense to follow that. But if you ask me, l'chadchila, I don't think you should follow that. I prefer my approach, which is coming a few minutes early and giving yourself a little extra time, rather than, coming at the same time and just really seeing everything straight and knowing already that there's a good chance you might miss. But again, let's think about. I don't think anybody says that you can't come early. He's just saying that you don't have. He says here, you don't have to come early. He says you're not. There's no requirement to come before come earlier than everybody else. I think that's what he says here. Okay. Beseder. So that's the story with that. And then everything else. So if you have more time, so you have all sorts of other things. What about the other parts of Hurachum and Mizmor Shir and Az Yashir and Yivai Varach David and Yehi Chavod? What about all those parts? So
some,
those parts.
Minyans, they begin at Yishtabach. Because this way you can say everything on your own pace. You
just I think so.
They say Yishtabach is at 7:15.
Right.
Oh, so get there when you need to get there to say everything. It's actually a nicer way to do it.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Right? I think it's nicer because you can pay yourself much better. Yeah. I mean, we don't see that so much here, but you're right. In a lot of yeshiva places, yeshiva minyanim were
places that. Near my work, they had a.
Really?
They did it, yeah.
Just
a minion in the building.
Interesting. Okay, that's very nice. Again, I've seen it in a lot of yeshivas. They do that. But they don't have a chazan for Pesukim and Zimra because then you don't know where the chazan is up to. You don't know what the pace is going to be. So you don't pace yourself. So you say, you know, they'll say, I mean, they will start like with Kaddish or something before, you know, Kaddish Drabban or whatever at a certain time. But basically, you can say it yourself. You don't have to worry about listening to a chazan. I have time. I can't hear what the chazan is saying. He's saying it too, you know, he's saying too fast or too low. And I don't know where he's up to. I don't know how much time I have. Again, that's one of the reasons why I happen to like the Nates menu, because I know exactly what the time is going to be. If I've checked my Nates times, I know, you know, the rule they're going to say, you know, Pesukim is where they start 20, whatever it is, 23 minutes before Nates. Then they give themselves, you know, 13 or 14 minutes, and I give myself an extra 2 or 3 minutes plus that. And really, Yishtabach is always going to be 10 minutes before Nates Achama. Yeah, so nice. I can always pace myself very, very well, except if I find that he's a little bit later, he's rushing a little bit, or I thought I got my time wrong or whatever. But in general, I basically know how long it's going to be, which again, another menu can do that also, but often. What you often see is that it ends up being based on the pace of the chazan.
Right.
And some chazanim go very fast, some chazanim go medium, some chazanim go slow, and you never know how fast it's going to go.
Right.
So they
lobby for this as the new.
It's something to think about. Again, you know, I'm not just saying it's the best, but it's something to think about. We were in a lot for the last couple days of Hanukkah with my relative there, my brother in law, sister in law. So one of the mornings, my son went to. One of the minyanim there, which is Nusach Sfar, but not Idud Mizrach. I didn't go. I wasn't there to go with him. I went to a different somewhere else. But basically, they said that it was the day. I think it was Friday, which was Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah together. Mm-hmm. And this minyan, I guess they wanted to go fast, so they started at 6:30. Mm-hmm. I of course went to the 8 o'clock minyan. It took their time. They were 8:10, which was Idud Mizrach, and they were done at about 9:40. So they really took their time. This was 6:30. They said apparently they finished Pesukim Zimra in 6 minutes.
Wow.
Okay, I'm like, oh my gosh, 6 minutes? I said, barely had time to get his tefillin on during that time. You know? So again, you know, that's already a little extreme. I think it was because that it's hard. You know, what are you supposed to do if you're trying to like dive at a normal pace and they're zooming through things? Really, really hard. So anyways, that's the story with that. Again, there's a lot more here, but we're not going to go through all the details. There's different opinions, and you know, about exactly if you have more time, which of the other things take precedence over which. At the end of the day, it's not really that important. You really could sort of choose what you like and what you don't like.
Any onions of having to go back and make it up at the end.
So did we mention that last time or we didn't mention that?
Pardon me?
Did we mention that last time or we didn't mention that? Okay, we'll conclude with that. If you skip part of the do you have to go back afterwards and make it up? And the answer is, you know what the answer is?
Machlokas.
Very good. Good answer. That's correct.
All right, I think I mentioned it,
right? Yeah. I think I mentioned it.
Last week.
I think so, maybe 2 weeks ago. Actually, the Mishnah Berurah says that Pesukim Zimra is generally viewed as preparation for Shmona Esrei, meaning the praise that we give Pesukim Zimra is leading up to Shmona Esrei, and therefore once Shmona Esrei is done, once you're finished, you do not have to go back and say the rest. You can if you want.
Okay.
It's nice, but there's no reason why you should or you need to. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, I think this is what mentioned. The Aruch HaShulchan says the Pesukim Zimra basically is its own important idea of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu regardless of whether it's leading up to Shmona Esrei or not. Mm. And therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says that really if you're able to say, repeat the parts that you missed afterwards, after davening, you really should. It's important to. I don't know if it says you're obligated to, but basically you're supposed to. Okay, it's really a very good thing to do that because you want to keep up, you know, you want to get the rest of the praise that you missed before, you want to be able to get in that praise now, even if Shmona Esrei is already done.
Cool.
In practice, again, the general minhag, I think, is more to follow the Mishnah Berurah, but it's not a bad thing if you want to make it after that. I know everybody agrees that it's a nice thing to do. Yeah. Most of it is Tellum or whatever else this is.
So,
okay.
Shkach.
So stop here. Oh.